I have a reading now. This is by Susan L. Soskocki. All That We Do Not Know. Day by day, month by month, year by year, we are confronted with all that we do not know, that we do not understand, that we do not grasp. Sometimes we are humbled by this knowledge and say, God, it is too wonderful for me to comprehend, but I know this universe is more grand and more beautiful than I ever could have imagined, and I give thanks for the blessings of being here and seeing, hearing, experiencing, and sensing all that is so wonderful around and in me. Sometimes we are saddened by this knowledge and say, O merciful spirit, we need to have the burden of hurt and suffering removed from us. Grant us the courage, the wisdom, and fortitude to bear the pain of living. Send us those who will carry our burdens for a short while, and send us those who will comfort us with their healing words and thoughts. Sometimes we are angered by this knowledge and say, in the name of justice and compassion, if it be in our power, give us the strength and ability to right the wrongs, for we do not, nor does any person in the world, deserve this. Sometimes we are made joyous by this knowledge, and we say, Spirit of life, who blesses our world, we rejoice and cheer for our glorious life. Sometimes we are made curious by this knowledge and say, Holy and inexplicable is this life. I have no idea what happened or how it happened, but somehow, some way, something changed, and I am free to explore new ways of being. Please always let me continue to search for the unknown in myself and in others. With the weather now warmer and summer approaching, I have turned to a familiar activity of walking the local shorelines. At the beach, I find calm and centering as I immerse myself in the sea air and hear the accompanying sound of gulls and lapping waves. While there, a favorite activity is to search the beach for sea glass. As I walk, head tilted down, I scour the sand for the dulled pieces of well-traveled glass treasures. I don't often find many on my quests, but I am quite pleased when I do have the honor of finding one. As my eyes and mind are focused on my search, and I curiously scan the sand, along the way, also finding interesting rocks and shells. Alas, at times when I do finally find a piece of sea glass, and then abruptly divert my gaze up, I am dizzied by the change of perspective. Eyes that had been so focused on tiny specks of sand, shells, and pebbles are disoriented by the shift to the broader open beachscape and brightness of the sun. I am dizzy. Blinking, my eyes and head slowly adjust. Perspective-altering shifts, changes in our lives can likewise be unexpectedly dizzying. From our everyday focus on the ordinary or in specifically directed tasks, change, even subtle, can take us by surprise and even stun us. Everyone may experience paradigm shifts in life that change our understanding of life, of the world, even of ourselves. Like anyone, there are various examples of this in life for me. But one specific stunning moment of change that stands out in my life came to pass several years ago. Unexpectedly, mental health challenges of which I would come to learn were symptoms of bipolar disorder left me reeling. It was not just the diagnosis that was the dizzying part, but also the realization of all that had come to pass with this disorder previously undiagnosed for me and thus unmanaged. Out of the shock and slow return to stability, with awareness of my new reality, I came to be curious about my situation. I examined myself and my life through this new lens of a diagnosis that, without treatment, could unhealthily swing between extreme lows and elated highs. I was learning myself anew. Like in collecting sea glass, I was being quite vigilant and curious about my person in the ways that this disorder was manifest for me. I learned a lot about the person I thought I already knew. And since then, I have worked great to success with trusted health professionals to better understand and learn how to best care for myself with this diagnosis. Once steady, after a dynamic shift, things that seem confused eventually may gradually start to become clearer. It may take minutes, hours, days, months, years even, to glean a lesson from this life experience. And even this wisdom may evolve over time. What I am centered on here is the curiosity we then might exhibit in the learning and growth we take away from these moments of significant change. It may be from a personal or even a larger world matter. And it is not necessarily only one set lesson to be taken from it, learned and done. No. The meaning and understanding can shift and grow with time in the continual momentum of life. Further, with changes in our lives, our very life's trajectory and purpose may become magnified, even clarified. Such moments may at times act as existential wake-up calls. And curious reflection on these moments may challenge and teach us and put our overall life purpose and meaning a bit more in focus. When able, may we look with curiosity amidst or after the change for the messages, the lessons, the takeaways. When things shift, it may be unexpected and even often unwanted. But may these things not come to pass in our lives in vain. May takeaways from it all be of value. May curious reflection help us foster appreciation, awareness, acceptance, gratitude, and empathy. In the disorient of the initial moment of change, one may not yet have the ability to understand the context of the events happening. I know at the time I did not, but it may be possible with time and reflection. This part is transformative. To look back with space and time, as if from a separate gaze, to better appreciate the events of one's own life and their meaning for us. A range of emotions one never expected may come to take residence in the heart in this process. For me, it was an interesting mix of guilt, sorrow, and love. I was able to look back on this period and see not just the calamity that I initially considered it all, but also to think of things learned and of specific people who helped me through it, even when I was at first too fearful and frightened to recognize their impact. And I also recognized my unexpected shift prevented me from further harm. I was previously moving full speed, checking off all the accomplishment boxes for myself, not realizing how I had burnt out in a number of ways. I am not glad for the events that came to transpire, nor need you be for hard and traumatic events in your life. But I do appreciate how this moment made me stop and forced me to reassess my situation for my well-being and that of loved ones. At some point, you likely have had a challenging, unexpected change in your own life story. At such a stunning time, even breathing may feel difficult. And trying to think clearly to make best moves is a challenge too. Reflection then feels nearly impossible. But as we come through these moments, in the aftermath, we may then reflect on the happenings. We recall the extreme changes in our life that shook us. We then try to map out what happened, how it happened, and why it happened. Curiosity and long-term reflection on such a period may make one reevaluate this moment in their life and take into account its meaning for us. Upon recounting my own experience and at first feeling dismayed about it, worried about my ability to do what I had been training so hard for and the life I had built, I at one point had a physician who revealed to me that they too shared my diagnosis. I was surprised by this admission and comforted too as we talked, realizing I was not alone in experiencing such a moment, and that even the doctor whom I entrusted had been there and done that, and I truly was not alone. Such representation matters for us and for others, for as we each cope with life changes in our own difficult moments. It is for this reason that I have shared my own story here. This wrestling with unexpected change is a shared human experience that we need not go alone. This brings me to the thought of a familiar quote by the late Fred Rogers. Quote, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.'" I initially thought of this quote in regard to trained first responders attending to a traumatic event. But sometimes these helpers come in more casually, in settings not requiring police, fire, and ambulance sirens. Sometimes they are just a comforting voice beside you, reassuring you are not alone, helping you up when you stumble, when you fall, or even the friend who drives you to the hospital when you need to be seen. The helpers are with us often, so much so that we may take them for granted, them and their words. Helpers are to those that testify that you are not alone with the sharing of their own truth, to steady you as you come to terms with big changes. Events that may disorient us with unexpected shifts are always a possibility. This is the nature of change. But change itself need not be something we fear nor experience alone. May we brace for change, preparing by gaining the wisdom of our past experiences and from that of others. May the worry of being made dizzy by changes not prevent us from experiencing life itself. And may we be made curious by the mystery of our dynamic lives. Here I reflect on the insight in the words of writer Octavia Butler from Parable of the Sower. Quote, All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. God is change. May we expect that change is ever in motion. With this awareness, may we nonetheless aim to live life fully, reaping the lessons of the difficult moments in reflection with curiosity, moving in community, that we might not experience change and hardships alone. May this aid you as you ever orient yourself to the spin of this world. Though change may at times leave you unexpectedly disoriented, may an element of curiosity help you to seek understanding and the ability to adjust. And as you do so, recall the helpers that are more than just trained professionals. Two, remembering that you likewise serve as one of them with your own experiential wisdom and outstretched hand. In this light, may you never feel alone, and may spirit hold and remind you of this even in the hardest of moments. I returned to collecting sea glass at a beach the other day. And as I found glass, this time also a worn piece of clay pottery, I wondered about the origin and journey of the pieces found on this beach, curious of what movements and environment they had been through to create their present forms. I thought too of how we all are also worn by our experiences, by tides and sands that reshape us, with changes in life that wear, buff, and polish us into who we are. And in our lives, these changes make us nonetheless beloved. Dear ones, you are each treasures. You are each precious. You are each loved. And no matter the changing circumstances of this lifetime, you are ever inherently worthy. May your awareness of these truths be steadfast. Blessed be. Amen. And Ashe.